Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Appreciate everybody being on tonight. It was a good scrimmage tonight. Unfortunately, we had to go due to lightning, had to go into the indoor. And I thought, guys handled the transition really well, had a ton of energy. I thought guys were flying around tonight, to end this week. And, with six straight days, the physical work that was put in, the mental strain, having to drive 2.5-3 hours back, this morning, and you try to create some adverse situations and circumstances. I thought our guys handled it really well, and I'm proud of the team for the work they put in tonight. There was a lot of great things from the scrimmage. Both sides of the ball, explosive plays. There was some great physicality. You saw guys, winning one-on-one matchups. You saw guys, running hard, blocking hard. We had some penalty things that we had to clean up. We did have ACC officials here, and some of our young linemen just got a little antsy, and so we got to make sure we definitely clean up some of those procedural things. But all in all, I thought it was a really good scrimmage. I thought Jordan, we gave him a couple series, two or three series. I thought he did a really nice job throughout it, and we really wanted to see Tate and AJ, get some work with the ones. But I think both guys, Tate, probably he got a few more reps, but AJ did a good job. He got a set with the ones and was able to move the ball with them. And I thought just the ownership of the offense, I mean, they're really doing a nice job. And I like what I'm seeing from that group. I thought our running backs ran hard. Receivers made some plays out on the perimeter. Guys that have been playing well or continue to play well. So I'm excited about that continued development. And then defensively, I thought it was definitely our defense played fast tonight. And there was a lot of physicality. I thought it was a really good scrimmage. And so definitely proud of the team for the way they approached it. And we'll have tomorrow will be an off day. They'll come in, they'll get treatment. Monday will be an off day. We'll come in and watch the film and try to give them a couple back-to-back days, which without the physical, and then we'll jump back into this week as we continue to prepare. Still got a lot of work to be done, but I like the trajectory of where we're heading.
Mike, after these six straight days and just in general at this point in camp, what do you think the identity of this team is?
I think it's a team that's tough. I think they're building their mental toughness. The physical toughness is something that's shown up. They're passionate. I mean that I think you guys you're seeing that yesterday. In a day that didn't start the way it needed to. You see. The energy, you see the excitement, the competitiveness, and that showed up again tonight. Like tonight, I was disappointed we weren't going in Doak. I wanted to be able to do that, but with the uncertainty of time and of how long a delay would be, we decided we wanted to get to work. I want these guys to have these next 2 days off. And so we went ahead and moved it to the IPF, and it was great energy. And I thought they came out to compete today, and that was really, really pleasing, for me. Just coupled with the schedule that of what we've held, leading up to this point. And I do believe it's a team that, they love to compete. And we got to continue to clean up the details. We got to continue to focus on those little things. But I like the identity of what they're showing, and it's a team that definitely cares about each other.
All right, next will be Irish Oak Dolphin 410.
Your 2019 team at Memphis was a very tough team, it seemed like, both physically and mentally. Was that something that developed over your time there? I know that program was probably a little further ahead than this one was when you got here, but was that something that developed over that time, or were they pretty much like that from the beginning of your time?
No, I mean, it's something that's developed. I mean, the way that we do things, the way we practice, the way that you approach every day, the challenges, the response. I mean, you know, each year you're dealing with you know, a group of new players, and you have to identify and bring in the right ones that possess the skills and talent to be able to go out there and win at a high level, but then also have the character, the passion, you know, the heart and the love of the game to be able to make that investment daily. And that's, you know, we're night and day different from when we first got here, just in the way we approach work. I mean, in the you know, embracing those challenges, knowing what that adversity and what those experiences can build, rather than, you know, focusing on the things that were, you know, the negative aspect of it. And, you know, I mean, these are still 18 to 22 year old kids. I mean, it's, you know, it's not natural. You know, people want to be comfortable. They you know, you want to, you know, just kind of, you know, go with the flow, you know, whenever you can. But, you know, these guys are, I like the direction they're heading. And, you know, we have more, and I know I mentioned that, you know, it comes with off seasons. It comes with, you know, with fall camp. It comes with spring practice. And, you know, when guys see that growth and they see themselves, you know, improving. I mean, we had a couple, you know, I'd talk about this week, and, you know, we had 5 straight days, and we had guys that were hitting their top speeds of fall camp yesterday, which is, you know, it shows, I mean, that's training. That's it was impressive. And to watch them fly around tonight, you know, it is something that has to be developed, and it's definitely not something that develops overnight. But, you know, these guys, I like their mindset.
Next will be Perry from Tallahock Nation.
Coach, would you challenge your teammates physically and mentally to get How do you think they responded tonight with the fatigue and, like, the wear and tear of everything from this week?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the thing that's been impressive is, you know, the lack of you know, any tissue issues. You know, we don't, you know, that's been something, you know, Coach Storms, you know, our athletic training, you know, staff, you know, Jackson Schaefer, you know, in sports science. I mean, these guys, they spend a lot of time, and we all coordinate, you know, making sure that, you know, what is the level. And this started, you know, back in the spring, and then, you know, went into the summer, and all things build up. You know, there's a progression of it, and the players, you know, they believe in that progression. And, you know, your body's gonna be sore, it's gonna be tired, but, you know, the things that we have had that have showed up, injury-wise, they're not from, you know, it's not from a, you know, wear and tear. You know, there's been a couple, you know, things that, you know, really are just very, very tough and just kind of almost a part of a game, you know, and just when they happen. So, yeah, and that's, you know, year in, year out, you know, sometimes you get through it clean with certain injuries, and, you know, sometimes you get, you know, some of them show up. But, you know, I think our guys and their training and the way they prepared, you know, their bodies, it's responding really, really well.
Next will be Brennan Sinone from Rolls 247.
Hi, Mike. With the two quarterbacks who got extended work with the ones today with Tate and AJ, I guess, what did stand out about them and the way they managed the offense? What was good? What was some things that could be worked on?
Yeah, you know, I got to go back and watch all the film, but I thought they both made good checks. There was, you know, push the ball down the field well. I mean, I thought they did a, you know, they didn't seem uncomfortable. And that's, you know, when you're looking at quarterbacks, you know, and especially young quarterbacks, I mean, you know, when they're able to take control of it and, you know, helping, you know, making different calls, you know, different things that they're seeing, you know, while still being able to play really fast, you know, within the system. I mean, I'll probably have more details, but there really wasn't anything with either or any of the quarterbacks that you come out of tonight. You're like, oh man, that's, yeah, there was no glaring, you know, issue that they weren't putting us in a good position. And, you know, there's always going to be some details and some fundamental things that we'll get to continue to work and just going through progressions. But, you know, all in all, I thought it was a good day.
Next will be Kurt Weiler from the Osceola.
Coach, My kind of following up on that, I guess, who did you see? I know you talked about Deuce last week. Who helped them out in the passing game, and how did the offensive line do? I know they kind of got challenged last week when they were down a few guys in the scrimmage.
I mean, I thought it was a good day. I mean, there were some explosive runs. I know Johnny showed up again today and had a couple big plays. Micah, Deuce had a couple of explosives. Malik. I mean, it was a good. And Marquise and Douglas had a huge play. There tonight. I mean, it was fun to see the receiving core and what they were able to do and. Wyatt Rector had a couple nice plays. So it was a good scrimmage in regards to that. And I thought the O-line, there was a, mixing, got a couple different, mixing guys around. Darius Washington got some work tonight, which was really good. He's been working himself back, in a limited basis, but good to see him out there and getting being able to take part of the scrimmage. As we continue to progress him along, but I'm excited about our offensive line and the growth and the work that, and we needed a lot of work tonight. And as we continue to look at that those best lineups and making sure that we have the confidence and the versatility of what these guys can do as things happen throughout the course of the year.
Next will be Carter Carls from the Tallahassee Democrat.
Hey Mike, you mentioned some guys on offense. Who are some standouts for you on the defensive side of the ball?
I was really pleased. I mean, I thought Jamie, he was all over. I saw him, flashing Tatum. Once again, the scrimmages are. He definitely shows up big in those moments. I thought our defensive line did a good job. It was disruptive in some situations, but. It was, really a collective effort. There wasn't, you saw guys just flying around making plays, which is what you want to see. But it was, to single out, just specifically, there was a lot of good plays at a lot of good times. So it was, I think collectively it was a great effort from our defense.
Did you guys get any time inside of Doak? And what do you think now that maybe you guys are missing by not getting these scrimmages inside of Doak?
Yeah, no, we didn't. It was actually when we were transitioning out, there was a couple more, strikes that there wasn't. It was gonna be a long delay. So it was unfortunate that. We weren't able to, but really it's just more the operation for some of these guys that haven't, and that's where the good thing is that we had most of our players were here in the spring. We had a big group of them that have been in, had the spring game. We went into for practice earlier this week, which was good. Some of the communication things with coaches, but that's one, it's one of the benefits of continuity. And with not a whole lot of moving pieces with our staff from last year to this year. Some guys in different roles, but how we communicate, what we do, we were still able to get that for the most part. They're inside, but there was some logistical things that doesn't allow us, to have the full, the full setup of, the 23 headsets and all those things that you would normally have. So, that's probably the biggest challenge. We will get in there, a couple more times before we kick off. But that's just the biggest, disappointment. But once again, we can't control it.
All right, we're gonna go two more. Next will be Kurt Weiler.
You called this identity week. It seems like you learned a lot about team's identity. I guess what is this next week? What's the focus of this next week? I guess it's kind of the last week before game week, the week after.
Get better. I mean, it's. That's I know it's simple, but it's our daily focus. And this last week was set up to be adverse. I mean, there's no question. When I put it together, I mean, I knew it was going to be, there was going to be a grind element to it. And I like this week. This is one that you can really you see growth, and you get to see like that identity show up. I mean, and there it wasn't a perfect week. It was a week that guys had to respond, and I knew tonight would be a telling experience for where they are. And, you know, I just thought that the way they approached tonight and just, you know, dealt with some of the circumstances, I thought it was really good. So now our focus is we get two days where they're off from the physical, you know, get the bodies kind of heal up just a little bit. You know, it'll be a challenge come Tuesday. You know, after you have a couple of days off, you know, we're going to have to jump right back in it. And then, you know, it's just about that constant improvement until we get to game week. And then, you know, our sole focus will be on Duquesne and the, you know, the continued growth to be our best, come August 27th. But, I think our guys, you know, accomplished a lot of great things this week, and we just have to continue to get better this the week ahead.
Was that informative this week and even into the scrimmage tonight? Do you think you guys pretty much have that mostly ready in place, or is it something
there's still I mean, I think we have a pretty good sense of the guys that have shown the consistency that will be able to help us. Now what the extent of that is still on them. And you know, what I like is I do think we have depth. I think we have guys that can help this team. I think we certain positions more than others, but you know what that's going to look like come game day. I mean, that's a daily process. That's going to go all the way up till we kick off. Showing that consistency and playmaking ability and whatever your role is. But I think we've had some guys that have really emerged and stood out, and they've got to continue to do that. And now we'll be able to probably midweek kind of get a little bit more solidified of, you know, who's going to be in that in those top couple groups. And, some guys that just need a little bit more time to develop, whether it's, you know, in this season or even, you know, for future seasons. But, you know, I like this group and I like the work that they put in. And, I think we're in a good place and just got to go get better.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Coach Norvell mentioned that Jordan kind of guys limited him a little bit just to see the younger quarterbacks. How did Jordan look when he was in there? And then if you could just kind of give an overview of the younger guys.
Jordan's had a really good camp. You know, he's been consistent. So, you know, we knew what he's been and he's put the work in. So we wanted to kind of let those younger guys roll with those older groups, let them operate with the wide out the O-line, the running backs. And I thought those young guys, man, showed a lot. You know, I thought Tate was poised. I thought AJ made good decisions. You know, we didn't have many of the negatives that we had in scrimmage one. So I thought those guys, you know, showed their understanding and their confidence in the offense.
Next would be Kurt Weiler from the Osceola.
Coach talked about Johnny and a few plays he had again tonight. I know that's kind of been a theme of late. He's definitely been stringing together some good days. Coach Dugan talked about how hard he's been on Johnny. I guess what have you seen from him that's really pushed him to kind of, it seems like, play at a more consistent level this preseason?
Man, Johnny shows us a lot of toughness. You know, that's what I like about Johnny. When I see it in his face, you know, he's a very mild-mannered, cool guy. But, like, when he's on the field, he shows toughness in blocking and route running and the violence that he plays with. So I think he wants that toughness. Like, if we're coaching him in the kind of way, he'd be disappointed. He likes the rough coaching, the in-your-face, the correction at the time. So, and I think that's unlocking his potential. You know, he's kind of stringing some days together where he's operating the way he needs to operate. And I've been proud of his work, and I've really been proud of the look that he has when he's out there, the focus, the sideline, the detail. He's doing a good job.
Chris Knee from
Knowles 247. Hey, Alex, good evening.
Good evening.
What kind of identity would you say this offense has formed this preseason, especially over this past week when you guys kind of put them through a lot of things?
Well, yeah, I mean, two words come to mind is just unity and toughness. You know, I think that they're playing together. You know, they're supporting each other, even on the bad plays. You know, it's easy. You know, when you go into a scrimmage, you know, it's either touchdown or everybody's sad. But I think what they're doing is they're supporting each other through the mistakes, through the positive plays, through the corrections. So they're knowing their teammates' corrections. Like, hey, I saw you mess that up last time. Now I see you correct it. So what I like is the support and just the toughness, man. I mean, those backs are running hard. I mean, the receivers are really running. I like the toughness that they're displaying, even on the back end as we're coming through camp. It's been pleasing to see.
As you guys have been trying to develop some depth, in different positions, especially at the center, mm-hmm. this week, what have you seen out of those guys who have gotten opportunities to learn maybe new skills or step up this week?
Well, I threw some monkey wrenches at him. You know, I make it uncomfortable as possible. So, like, I told a couple of guys that played right all camp that they playing left today. I told some guys that been playing right to play left. Like, I threw some monkey wrench at him today, which caused more focus penalties. We got to correct that. You know, and this game is ever flowing. We can't say, we want to build continuity, but we also got to be able to operate when there is no continuity. So you got to train for both instances. But what I liked about today was I thought we operated well. I thought the snaps were good with the young guys that play. We rotated a lot of guys. So we're going to have about four or five guys that can play that position outside of the ones we already have. So just building that depth. And this is the time to stress them. This is the time to make it uncomfortable. This is the time to say, all right, you played right all camp. Now you're playing left today. And telling them that right before we go out there. Just trying to see what they respond to, because you know those situations are going to come up, so we got to train for them.
I'm going to go back to Chris Neen.
Coach Norvell mentioned Markiston Douglas turned in a highlight play today. What can he offer you guys, both as an inline blocker and a big body working down the field?
What I like about Markiston is the true process of development. You know, he came in, had a rough deal where he wasn't able to operate when he first got here. He has a medical kind of deal that he had to sit out, that he came back the next year. He was too big, had to lose weight, get his nutrition right. Now he got an off season, but he has fought through. I mean, he even spent some time in my room for a little while as an old lineman, you know. But, like, now getting to see him progress and his body take shape and his understanding, and he's getting to display his skill, which we saw when we took him. So, I'm really pleased with his growth, but it's not really surprising us. I think the surprising thing is that, you know, it's coming together a little bit quicker than I thought. But, I mean he got on ran today. I said, oh, man, faster than what I thought he was.
Next will be Perry from Tomahawk Nation.
How would you evaluate communication with the team so far, not even between you guys, but even between themselves? You already mentioned how they have been coaching each other up after the mistakes, after things you have mentioned. Have you seen an increase in the way that they have been able to communicate effectively?
I've been really pleased with it. You know, when you're building a team, you know, we brought in a lot of new people, you know, so the competition is high, and you're always concerned with, you know, hating and fakeness. You know, acting like I'm for the team, but I'm not, because things are not going well for me. So that was a big thing in challenging the offense, is let's get rid of the fakeness, let's get rid of the hating, let's put it all on the table and say, this is what it is. Now let's learn how to jingle and be happy for one of our teammates. And if that's you, you're going to want that same support. So let's go compete, let's go fight it out, but let's support each other real, genuinely, and not the fake all-star team kind of deal. And I think I've been more pleased with that than anything. You know, I see guys after a completion celebrating. I see them after an incomplete saying, that's all right, you good, instead of saying, well, I wish that was me. So I've been really pleased with the unity of the offense and the way they've been supporting each other and really challenging each other also.
All right, next will be Aslan Hajimandi from Morchant.
Coach, Kenai Charleston's a kid that said, you know, part of the reason he committed to this program is because of you and how bluntly honest you were with him. I guess you kind of told that his tape really wasn't all that good, but he wasn't scared about that. He seems like he's progressing. I mean, has he progressed? And for a freshman, how much of it, of being successful for you, is it a physical thing? Is it a mental thing? Personally, what's it with Kenai?
I'll give Kenai a shout out. He took the rest with the ones today. I threw him in a tough situation. He wasn't prepared for that. I threw him and said, you going with the ones today for a couple of series. And I wanted to see how he respond. You know, he's, you know, with a big thing with him, he had to come down and trim his weight, you know, work on his mental toughness. But I've been pleased because he's still here. He's still fighting. He's still swinging. Now, he still has a lot of progression to go. We still got to cut him down a little bit more, things like that. But he is one of the more mentally sharp guys I've been around as a freshman. I mean, there's not many mental mistakes he'll make. I mean, he was a, you know, 4.0, smart guy, real good process, real good thinker. If you ever have a conversation with him, he does a really good job in conversation. He's a great listener. So, you know, his time will come, and I think it's coming sooner than what I thought, because he's earning that.
We'll go back to Ira.
It's never too late for two questions.
Come on.
I wanted to ask about Jason Turnitin is a guy that, you know, he hasn't been here all that long. I was kind of curious how his development is going. And then the other one is seeing Kate Lyles out there, and I don't know if he was out there tonight, but I know in Jacksonville he was going to the practices and still putting on pads. And, you know, obviously it's a tough situation, but what does he mean to your group?
Well, I'm going to start with Caden, because when you talk about toughness, buy-in, through adversity, and nobody displayed that better than anybody. I mean, to have what he's going through and still show up, still put the uniform on, he's coaching him harder than me sometimes. I'm asking him questions, what'd you see right there? Because that's how his mind is. So, you know, he is a part of this team just as much as anybody else, and he is doing a great job of developing those young guys. He spent a lot of time outside of his time, so I've been really appreciating what Lyles have brought. I'm super excited about Lyles. Now, what was the other part of the question you asked me?
Just how Jazz things
flew. Oh, Jazz, yeah, big Jazz. Yeah. Well, you know, Jazz is another guy through in some challenging situations. I rep him at guard, right tackle, left tackle, and he's new in the offense because I like giving him that challenge and also questioning his effort. You know, I want to push him past those 4 and 5, 6 rep deals and trying to see, can you play 8, 12, 14 reps in a row and really challenge him and challenge his conditioning? And today was one of the, I would say early on, one of the first times I seen him fight through good mentality and good things like that. And, you know, Jazz knows, you know, this is a swing for him. You know, this is the last swing. So, you know, I think that part of it also is challenging him to challenge himself, where I don't have to go outside of my character to challenge him. He's doing a good job of holding himself accountable.
Up. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Good evening, Adam. Just wondering, how did you think the defense performed tonight? Mike said he thought they were flying around and very effective overall.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played hard. I thought we were play with good energy level. You know, gave up a couple explosives. And credit to the offense, I thought they executed a high level. They did a nice job tonight. I thought they ran hard, created some big plays. They capitalized on any mistakes we made. What I was excited about was when explosives did happen is the way we turned around and played in the red zone. You know, we battled, you know, on multiple occasions with that first group when the ball got down in there. So those are good things to see. You know, after a play and however it got down there, our guys stood up, communicated through it, and definitely took advantage of some opportunities to play stout in the red zone. So those things were good.
Hey, Coach. I know last week you talked about missed tackles being a bit of an issue. I'm curious how that went. And then also, could you just reflect on this week and how your guys came through it? I know it was a real challenging week physically and mentally.
Yeah. You know, I thought the tackling was solid. You know, I think we overran a few cutback runs that we can't do, but I thought we were bringing our pads around our feet on contact a little bit better. You know, we did fall off some, you know, so, you know, it's a constant thing in college football nowadays with, you know, just your opportunities to tackle and how you teach it. You know, you just got to take advantage of those. And I thought we did get a week better, but we still got to, that's going to be until the season ends, you know. But I think we've gone 6 straight days of pounding and, you know, on the road, off the road, traveling, and, you know, those weren't really, we don't create those things to become problems, but, you know, it was a challenging week just from, you know, we gave them all the reason to continue to come together, continue to, you know, from moving to Jacksonville to coming back to the concepts of practice to the walkthroughs. And, you know, even today, you know, in the 7 shot, offense scored a few, but you saw the guy's energy level, you know, in the intensity of, you know, it not being okay and them coming together. So, you know, I thought we got out of the week what we wanted to, which was they were going to be challenged in a lot of ways this week by each other. I thought the intensity of those practices in Jacksonville were outstanding. You know, offense won some drills, defense won some drills. They got after each other. It was an intense grind fest, and I thought our team got better because of it.
You know,
Jamie's trying to play as hard as he can every rep. And, you know, whether it's special teams, I mean, right now he's starting on kickoff and punt and, you know, we're pushing him and, you know, he's obviously playing a lot of snaps on defense and we're moving around some to try to create flexibility for our defense and to be able to showcase his talents. And, you know, Jamie's really come on these last couple practices. You know, he's playing really hard. He's playing fast. And, you know, we got to clean up a few of his angles on some. But, you know, I know what Jamie's about. I'm looking forward to coaching him, looking forward to pushing him. And, you know, he's pushing the other guys. And, you know, this team's important to him.
All right, next will be Chris Neen.
As far as takeaways this preseason, have you been pleased with how the defense has allowed some of them to come to them while also at times going and making the play and generating them on their own?
Yeah, Chris, I've kind of, as we've progressed, we have these takeaway circuits that we work, but they've really become ball disruption circuits. And, you know, we try to tell our guys, listen, we got to find ways to impact winning. And, you know, that comes to, you know, obviously when you take the ball away, it becomes, okay, that guy did it. But there's a bunch of things that go into it. And just our ability to disrupt the ball from the end of last season till now. And part of it is just because of the rules. You know, the NCAA allows you now, you know, in the winter, you were able to, you know, just, you know, work, you know, even conditioning drills. You can beat it into their minds and create habits. And then, you know, when the ball was becoming useful, when you could use the balls in the summer, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities to teach. And, you know, you see, especially the freshmen and the redshirt freshmen that really didn't know any different, like they're doing it subconsciously now. I mean, the ball, the hands are going up, they're attacking the football, and we're gloving the ball on some pass breakups. And, you know, I like where we're at now, but it's one of those things, if you take your foot off the fundamentals and you stop doing it, then they'll stop. And so we make sure that we constantly try to be proactive and come out with new drills, coming up with film clips of showing our guys doing it throughout practices. And you know, I think I like the direction we're headed with our fundamentals when it comes to ball disruption.
All right, next would be Ira.
Coach Shannon the other day mentioned, you know, just the mixing matching he's doing at linebacker. He doesn't really want to declare starters. You know, he just wants to kind of get those guys all to feel like they're starters. And I know you still have some position battles. Probably a corner and a couple other positions as well. Will there be a point, do you feel like, where you need to get 11 guys to get a lot of reps together, or will this kind of continue maybe up until right towards the end?
Well, I mean, we won't just have 11. I mean, we all know that, you know, especially up front. We'll have, you know, probably five defensive tackles that'll play and at least probably four ends. You know, at linebacker, we'll probably have four guys that play the majority of snaps. And then in the secondary, you know, we'll probably lock in on five and then have a sixth and a seventh, have a third to fourth safety, have a third to fourth nickel slash corner. And what we're doing at linebacker right now at Randy is we're teaching them basically both spots, and we're making it really flexible so it's always the next man up. It's not just the backup at a certain spot. I think we've done a good job in the secondary of doing that as well. Just you're trying to get the next best player ready, whether it's a corner, whether it's a nickel, whether it's safety. And so I like the flexibility, and I think it's come again with the new rules. We've got a lot more time on the field with these guys, and so it's allowed us to teach the concepts to a lot of people. And we have a lot of guys that played a lot of football, and so, you know, there we will be locked in on a rotation here as you get closer to Duquesne week. But you're still repping three groups now. So, you know, you're rotating guys down, guys get banged up, so other guys go with other guys. But, yeah, I think it is important when you're working a lot of drill work that, you know, the triangle of people working over two people are used to playing with each other. But I feel confident that we've got enough guys coming back from last year that's ready to go.
We're back to Brendan.
Apologies, this might be kind of a weird question, but the night like tonight where the wide receivers make some good plays and contested catches, I know you guys want to win every rep defensively, but ultimately is that positive for the program to have that kind of competition and back and forth in a setting like this?
For the program, absolutely. Like, there's nothing better than, you know, for our offense to go out there and have success, because it's going to build the competition. Same thing adversely to defensively. And I don't think you ever want to be one-sided in your football team. We have good wide receivers, and Jordan's playing really good football. I mean, he's putting the ball in really good places. We know what he can do when he's got the ball in his hands, but when he releases the ball, you know, especially in the red zone, he's made some really good throws. And we've got a good set of wideouts. You know, Ron does a good job with them. Coach Norvell does a great job with the offense. Alex, you know, our quarterbacks, I mean, they show up every day, and, you know, they're a super competitive group. I think it's been a really good back and forth, you know, this fall camp.
Next will be Aslan Ajavandi from War Camp.
Coach, I don't know if luxury is the right word, but maybe benefits a little bit more appropriate, but just what kind of benefit is it for you as a defensive coordinator, the staff, that, you know, your best players, whether it's Jamie or Fabian or maybe a guy like Kalen or Tatum at the middle of the defense, or older guys, and guys like Jamie and Fabian and Coop that have been around now here for the entire 3 years that you've been here, that you all know each other so well. So what kind of benefit is that for you guys right now?
I mean, it's critical. I mean, I was walking the hall down in Jacksonville, and DJ Lundy and me were walking together. We both looked at each other and be like, we've been at this for 3 years together. And, like, there's a lot of history there. And there's a lot of growth. And then with history and growth, there becomes trust. And, you know, we've gone through failures. We've gone through some successes. And, you know, we've got a chip on our shoulder. We've got to go play good football. But to do it with guys that you have history with, a lot of these guys have played a lot of football. Some of them weren't ready for it. And, you know, we put them through it, and we went through it with them. And so we've kind of grown up as Seminoles together, and it's our job to make sure we go out there and play the way the Seminoles deserve to play.
We got time for three more. We'll go to Carter Carls from the Tallahassee Democrat.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
You mentioned the receivers a little bit, but just in what ways has the passing game pushed the defensive backs this preseason, and how and what ways is it a challenge for them?
Well, we have good players at wideout. You know, they go up and they catch contested balls. They're aggressive. Good route runners. And you know, I think our offense does a great job. You know, formationally and just with actions. I mean, over the history of Coach Norvell's career, I mean, they've been really productive. And, you know, they can run the football, and anytime you can run the football, it creates a lot of plays. And, you know, I think Jordan's super comfortable in the offense at this point, and, just their execution level is really started to pick up. And, you know, it comes down, especially at wideout sometimes, making some of those one-on-one contested plays. You saw it today. You know, Duke had great coverage on Johnny. It's a one-on-one play. Three hands are on the ball, and, you know, the two hands of Johnny rips it away. You know, yesterday down in Jacksonville, Duke made one of those one-on-one plays. And, you know, our job as coaches is to make sure we're coaching the fundamentals and, you know, coaching how to win on the rep. But on good teams, those are back and forths. And when you win the rep, you're excited about it. When you lose the rep, you want to do it again, line it up and rerun it. And that's what we're creating right now with that competition.
I think you've spoken before about now that the understanding is at a higher level for the players of the defense, that you guys are able to do a little bit more. I think you guys simplified some things last year. When it comes to bringing pressures from different areas, do certain guys just have an innate ability to be better at that, or is it more just about scheme and timing and that type of thing?
When you ask that, are you saying innate ability to be a blitzer, or are you saying to handle the schematics of it?
I was talking more about to be a blitzer.
I definitely think you have schemes where you say, hey, this is the player that's going to blitz on this play because of the formation, the look, the call, the formation distribution. Then sometimes I need to bring this guy because he's really good at doing this, right? And so as a play caller, you know, and sometimes that becomes a little bit more third down oriented, right? I'm going to bring him to do this. But, I mean, I've had players over the years where you say, listen, I mean, remember the first time Hampson, my first year here, came back against NC State, the first play in, we blitz him off the weak side and he made a play. You know, I was waiting to coach him forever. And there are certain guys like that, you know, regardless of the formation, this is the guy I want to bring, and he's going to make full-speed decisions. I think last year we got really sound. Teams weren't beating us schematically. You know, we were leveraging the ball. We were tackling. We were sound. And we were just trying to get to one-on-ones that we could win. I think as we've gotten better now, we've allowed ourselves to be more. I mean, I always have wanted to be teams that create TFLs, create sacks, because that's how you win third downs, because you get them in third down situations that are bigger and so or longer. And so we have come a long ways. I mean, I get breakdowns after every single practice, and, you know, from drill work to the end of each period of, you know, our success rate on pressures, our success rate on, you know, seven-man drops, on press coverage, and all those things. And, you know, you evaluate them after each practice. Then when camp settles, it's like, okay, this is what we're going to be. And you want to be that, but you also need curveballs and changeups so an offense can say, hey, that's what Florida State is. but they're really good at this and this as well, but it's out of the same look. And I think when you can start doing that, then you create offenses that they have to coach the quarterback as of not when you see it, it's this. When you see it, it could be this or it could be that. Now you're winning on defense because they're waiting for post-snap decisions. And now your kids can play faster and the offense needs to react to you. And I've always been an advocate of being an offensive defensive coach where you can, you know, play more of an attack style and make them kind of dictate how the game will go and where the ball will go.
All right, last one, we'll go back to Brendan.
Mentioned watching or walking out to the field with DJ Lundy the other day. From our vantage point, it's been really cool seeing his progression in this camp physically, the way he's playing linebacker. For you to see it, though, you know, day to day, and from how far, I guess, how far has he come the last 3 years to where he is now?
I mean, one of the great things about coaching college football is you're getting these guys at 17 years old, and you know, you're getting that third year, and you know, at 17, you know, they're wide-eyed and they want to play. They think they're the best players in the country, and you don't want to take that away from them, but there's some growth there that needs to happen, you know. And now, you know, there's a number of these guys. To even go down the list, you guys have the list. I mean, but there's a lot of these guys were lining up and they were playing 3 years ago. And, you know, now just the confidence and the understanding in the relationship, you know, of, you know, what it needs to look like from coach to player and from player to coach. So, you know, I'm just – you know, I'm proud to be their guy, to be the defense coordinator for these guys, to be able to meet with them every day and try and help them through all the things they need to go through. You know, just about everybody in that unit, I've had a sit down with them of things that weren't just football that we had to help them through, you know, and you can go down the list of the guys and, you know, not to mention the plays that you've seen them make over the years. So, you know, it just brings a close bond or brotherhood towards it that is part of why I love college football. And, you know, just looking forward to, you know, putting a great plan together this week in our last week of camp, you know, and see these guys grow even closer.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, Ira.
I know last week you guys, you guys did some more live things and special teams. Did you guys carry that over, or was that a one-time thing? And did you feel like you got out of that what you wanted to last time out?
No, we carried it over. It was really a kind of a big picture philosophy of what we wanted to get done this fall camp. So actually today we incorporated all four of our big four units. So we started the game with kickoff cover. Both groups, the ones and the twos, got a full cover rep. And then throughout the course of the scrimmage, we worked some full speed punt, some full speed kickoff return, and then some full speed punt pressure. So we got all four of those core units worked today.
When it comes to like a quarterback battle, I guess you can always tell the backup quarterback, hey, you're only one play away from getting put in the game. You know, theoretically, I guess a kicker, it's the same thing for them, but it doesn't happen as often. So how do you keep a backup kicker engaged, and does it really just come down to who makes the most kicks in camp?
Yeah, you know, I think each one of those position battles is a little bit unique in and of itself. With the kicking situation, having Ryan coming back as an experienced player, you know, I felt coming into camp, you know, it was going to be a great opportunity for him to continue to grow. We do have some really good players behind him who are doing a nice job, but Ryan's had a good camp. He's had another solid scrimmage today. So you just want to keep developing depth on your team, and you keep pushing guys to continue to grow and compete. And, you know, but Ryan, you know, has had a really good camp to this point. So, you know, I don't know if I totally answered your question there in terms of that, but you know, I feel good about that competition. Same can be said for punter. You know, I mean, Alex is a 2-year returning starter, has done a really good job with us, and then Mac has had a really good camp. So for me, knowing that we have capable guys and capable depth is always a great thing.
Hey, JP, with regards to the return game and having the two live scrimmages with live special teams, do you feel like that group is ready to take the next step and do what you guys were hoping to do with new personnel and a little more emphasis in certain areas of it?
Yeah, you know, I think more than anything, the full speed work has been best for the return units because, you know, we work punt a lot, and we've always worked punt in scrimmage situations. But to get the speed on the kickoff return, the speed on the punt pressure, the punt return unit, you know, that's been critical for us. And it's not just about the returners. You know, that's just a piece of the puzzle. It's really about, you know, evaluating if we have the right 10 guys in front of them who are blocking for them. You know, and I think we're finding out more about who we are and getting that speed on guys. It's also, it allows them to understand what the intensity, at least closer to what a game speed would be like, as opposed to there's at times when you practice where it's not always full speed to the ball. It's more making sure assignments are correct. In these scrimmages, we've been able to compete at a very high level, and I think it's going to pay dividends for those return units and for our cover units going forward.
Into the the last week of the preseason, as it was, how much of an idea do you have of who kind of those starting kick returners, that starting punt returner are going to be?
We have a very, very solid idea in terms of who the top two guys or three guys are in each one of those groups. You know, I usually, you know, let coach kind of put the depth charts out when he's ready to put those out. But, you know, you guys know who we're talking about. We're talking about Deuce and Trey and Sam McCall, the kick return side. And then you got Micah and Keyshawn and Sam have done a good job at the punt return side. So those are the names that are going to be the key figures, the guys that are playing a key role. And, you know, I'm sure when coach is ready to kind of name a starter, he'll be certainly excited to do so. But I'm going to kind of defer to him on that.
We'll go back to Ira.
You know, a lot of times special teams are a great opportunity for younger players. Is it for guys like Sam and Azari and some of those young talented guys, Omar probably, how much of getting onto those units is their athletic ability, and how much of it is really just embracing and understanding the concepts to prove that they can be out there?
Well, I think it's both those things that you mentioned. You know, I mean, obviously you need the skill set, the athletic ability to be able to go out there, and then you need to be able to understand big picture what we're trying to get accomplished. And it takes some time, you know, it really does. And we do want to push those young guys to be contributors for us early, but we're only going to put them in a situation to be out on the field if they're ready for it. I think there was a guy, to your point, though, I thought, who had a really good scrimmage today, and for the most part, his really good plays were on the look team. But Omar Graham was a guy who I thought had a nice day on special teams today. So to the point you're making about pushing young guys, that's a young guy that I would like to see this continued growth from, because today I thought he took a step forward.
We'll go back to Aslan.
When you're watching film with your guys, and Jared or Derek is like, Coach, I would have had Jordan here, but it's a green jersey, so I held up. I mean, like, do you believe them? And just what kind of looks is Jordan giving me? Yeah, he's a Scott team guy. He's your starting quarterback. Well, what kind of luxury is it that you guys go up against Jordan every single day, and how does that sort of enhance, I guess, your guys' skill set and their ability?
Well, going against Jordan every day does create a lot of teachable moments, because, you know, as a defensive line coach, you're trying to teach rush lanes and rush lane discipline and how it is that the four of us work together to kind of build a wall and keep them in the pocket, but also win in your rush. And, you know, I think when you have a mobile quarterback like Jordan is, who's extremely athletic, it does teach a lot of good lessons in terms of discipline and how you rush. In terms of the first part of your question, yeah, they always think they got him. It's my job to keep him a little bit grounded at times and kind of look at him like, I don't know, boys. But I want them to be confident. I want them to feel good about themselves. But, you know, at the same time, there also has to be an understanding that you know, Jordan's not that easy to get on the ground, so we'll see. But, you know, we've done a good job of staying off the quarterbacks, and you know, those guys are healthy right now, so I think we're working well together.
All right, last one. We'll go back to Ira.
Coach Norvell seemed pleased with the way the players responded to the challenge of this week and all the challenges of this week. I was just kind of wondering about your guys, the guys you deal with. I know you deal with a bunch of different guys because of your two rows, but what did you see? Did you learn anything about this team this week?
Well, you know, this was a challenging week. You know, 6 days in a row, you know, we did call it an identity week because it was going to be a grind in a lot of different ways. You know, the physicality of the week, the travel to Jacksonville, coming back here playing tonight, you know, just the mental and the physical toll that that week put together had on them was going to test who we are as a group. And I thought the guys responded well. You know, I really thought the special teams had a good week. You know, I thought there was good intent, there was good focus, there was a lot of good work put forward. I thought today, you know, for the special teams reps that we got, it was really very good. And I really felt like the defensive line worked hard this week. They really did. They are in a lot of ways in a leadership role, especially on our defense. And you know, it's one thing to lead with your mouth, and a lot of guys can do that, but to lead with your actions and be able to put in the work, I thought our guys did a nice job of doing that this week. I do feel pretty good about where we are coming out of the week, and look forward to getting into this next phase of camp.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.